Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another home night at Brayhead Arena, another home victory as Brayhead Clan defeated Cardiff Devils by 7-3 to return to the top of the Elite League. Stefan Meyer opened the scoring before Derek Rail added a second, showing great skill to beat Ben Bowens on 16-15. Then Neil Trim finished from the centre, assisted by Lee Salters on 19-10, with the Clan going in 3-0 up after the first period. Clan made it 4-0, Stefan Meyer set up by Trim, who came inside beating Mark Richardson on the way, sending a shot past Bowens. Then it was 5-0, Trim down the right side, delivering the puck across the offensive zone, with Scott Pitt finishing it off with a one timer on 32-58. Tyson Marsh blasted one from inside the blue line to pull one back for the Devils on 35-33. Then Mark Richardson pulled another one back to make it 5-2 on 38-33. Cardiff very much on the ascendancy at that point, but Derek Rail added his second of the game, sweeping the puck past Bounds to make it 6-2 on 40-35. Andrew Hotham got another one back for Cardiff Devils on 49-49 in somewhat controversial circumstances, but Scott Pitt finishing the scoring off, sending the puck into the net over Ben Bowen's shoulder to make it 7-3. Reaction to come here at Brayhead Arena. With me is Clan debutant Jeff Smith. Jeff, firstly, welcome to the club. How's it feel to get that first 60 minutes under your belt?
Great. You know, only skating a few times in the last 2 months. It's tough to jump into a game against Cardiff, and so it was really good to finally hear the final buzzer.
It's a sharp reminder of what life in this league's all about. Obviously, you played with Hull for a spell as well.
Yeah, no, it's. I knew it was coming at me, and I knew, you know, the guys in the room really helped me out. So it was really good to get the first one on my belt.
What was it like out there for you? You know, you said you've only skated a few times. Does it take its toll after a while?
Absolutely. In the third, I felt like I had two cinder blocks tied to my feet, but. The fans and the team here really helped me along, and it's amazing how much a fan base actually helps a team.
Now, how did the move come about? We were talking about it just before we started recording, but it's all been a bit sudden.
The team in Holland had financial trouble,
Who you played for?
Eindhoven Campana, and they financial trouble, and they just didn't pay for my work visa. So I was kind of just in limbo in Holland. So I stayed there and sight saw and trained with the first division team, and luckily enough, I got an opportunity here, and things happened on Thursday morning and flew out Thursday night. So it was
you just
it was
happened
quick.
To be in Europe anyway.
Yeah, it was quick.
Good stuff. I mean, Cardiff Devils tonight, let's talk about the game. A 7-3 win for Clan have been going well, as you're probably aware as well. How did you feel you fitted into the team tonight?
I think pretty good. Again, the guys in the room are great. The first day I practiced, they helped me along. They were talking to me, so it was really good to come into a family atmosphere like they have here. And everyone in the organization has just been great to me. So I love it.
Must be nice having the fans behind you rather than booing you from the last time you were here.
It's the ovation I got when my name was called and I came out was speechless. I couldn't believe the response I got from the fans, and I can't thank them enough. They made me feel welcome the first step on the ice, so I'm really happy and proud to be part of this team.
7-3 always looks good in anyone's book against a team like Cardiff, who'd been going well compared to tonight's game.
Absolutely. Cardiff has been a hot team lately, so it's always good to get a win against them.
Any sympathy with Bouncy, your ex-teammate?
Well, I actually saw him at lunchtime and we talked, and he said as long as I don't score a goal on him, we'll still be friends. So I hit a post, so I guess we'll still be friends tonight.
Good stuff. Thanks for
that. All right, thanks much.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with us now. Ryan, a 7-3 win tonight always looks good in any realm, doesn't it?
That's good. Anytime you can, you know, you're scoring 7 goals at home, it's a good feeling. You know, we beat a good team there. They've been on a pretty good run. I mean, they've scored 18 goals in the last 2 games. But I felt we were prepared for them. You know, we did a lot of work on them. We, you know, it helps that we just have the one game this weekend to focus on. You know, and I thought it was a good performance.
That's something you talked about, Cardiff being free scoring. Like, it was 23 goals in the last 3 games. I counted it as. How did you nullify that? What did you work on this week to try and stop that?
I think just. You know, just our D zone, making sure that we got a good center support, and on our back check, you know, their D men like to jump in plays, and making sure that we're coming back through the middle, and we're checking over our shoulders and what's coming in behind us, because they can execute on the rush like that. So no, I thought, you know, and the biggest thing is I thought we got off to a good start, and usually, you know, like any team, if we get off to a good start, we can keep it running. And we played in their end for the most of the first period. So it was a good game. It was a game I think we've been needing for this club. You know, it's been not a tough go, but we've struggled scoring goals lately. We've struggled in special teams, and we changed things up. Obviously, last week we changed things up on Sunday, and we kind of tweaked a bit again today, and then just looking to try to get some guys going.
Jeff Smith was brought into the club this week. He started today. What did you make of his performance?
I thought he played great. You know, I thought he gave us another element back there. And, you know, for a guy that hasn't played a game all season, you know, he skated with us yesterday, he skated this morning. You know, he's only going to get better. He's a good veteran presence. You can hear him talking back there. And he calms things down. And he just plays a very simple game, and he's fit right in. You know, the boys are already talking about how good of a guy he is and how he's just fit right into the room, and that's what you want. You know, if you bring in a guy like that, you want to make sure that they come in and buy into what you're doing, and he's been great.
Is that always a concern when you bring a new player in? The team have been performing so well, the D-line in particular have done well, then you have to bring a new guy in because injuries maybe forced your hand in that way. Is that a concern that he might not fit in?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been on teams where you bring in a guy late and, you know, it doesn't work out. And, you know, but that's why you got to do your homework and make sure that you're getting the quality people that come in and buy into what you're doing. And, you know, luckily we knew Jeff from Hall. He's been around the league, and, you know, we knew that this was not going to be an issue. You know, we bring in a former captain, highly recommended by Sylvain Cloutier. You know, so it's good. It's a good fit. He comes in at a good time, and he's going to play an important role for us.
Back top of the league as well, but you've got the rest of the weekend off now, just a matter of letting everybody else fight it amongst themselves.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, anytime you get a Sunday off and everybody else has to play, it's kind of nice. So we've played a lot of hockey compared to other teams, so a well-earned rest, I guess, and you know, it's always nice to get a win here on a Saturday night.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
I'm now joined by Cardiff Devils former netminder, a man familiar to the Clan fans, Mike Will. Mike, glad to be back.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was an amazing reception tonight to Stephanie Iveson. And yeah, that was really classy of the Red Clan to announce that before the game. It was pretty cool and pretty special to get that. And obviously, it wasn't the result I wanted, but you know, the Devils wanted. But it is what it is. But yeah, it was nice to be back.
I've seen you gave the fans an ice ovation as you were leaving the ice after the game there as well, and they responded to that. I mean, that must be a special feeling after your time here.
Yeah, again, I mean, that was awesome. Yeah, it was just amazing just to go out then. And at the end, you know, even though we lost, we still have the Clan fans still there. And obviously, Devils fans are great, as all they always are on the road. The Red Army up was great to have them as well. So many supporting us up here in Scotland for the weekend.
Talk about the game though, 7-3 defeat tonight. The team have been playing so well recently, 5 wins in a row. I think you'd scored 23 goals prior to tonight's game in your last 3. Confidence was high, I take it?
Yeah, we've been firing pretty well. Came in looking obviously to get the win and got into penalty trouble, to be an understatement. and then kind of, you know, kind of got a lot of skillful guys in front of the net, and it happens to be that those skillful guys got the puck and scored, so it kind of hurt us from there, and yeah, we never really recovered.
But then you go into Dundee tomorrow, obviously try and lift yourselves after that. Dundee lost again tonight, they've not been having a good season either, so you would see that as an ideal opportunity to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, Dundee always good. I mean, we played them already this season once, and I mean they're one of those teams that kind of they play, they battle hard, and they seem to be losing just by one goal or whatever. So hopefully we can go in and continue that. We need to bounce back. Everyone's, you know, knows what they got to do, knows their roles, and I expect everyone will bounce back tomorrow.
Can't let you go without getting your thoughts on the current Clan team as you see it now. Obviously you're an outsider looking in, although you know a lot of the guys, but what have you made of what you've seen of Clan this season?
Yeah, I mean obviously they're a lot tougher than in previous seasons. Which is obviously something I'm sure the fans are pretty happy about, because it gives them something to get fired up about, and it's something that I know the Glaswegians will enjoy seeing that. And no, they're well rounded, and no, they're good. I mean, obviously, like the Devils, like we're a very tough team as well. So it's been good to play on a tough team, and I'm sure everyone else is enjoying it as well up here.
All the best, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
And that's all from Brayhead Arena tonight, on a night where Brayhead Clan beat Cardiff Devils by 7-3. Thanks to Jeff Smith, Ryan Finnerty and Cardiff netminder Mike Will for joining us. The next game for Brayhead Clan, the Fife Flyers, are coming to Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 6th of December. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700. Or you can buy directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Thank you for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.